I'm Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 5th March 2004. In the series of Mera Baba, this is point number 38. So change your sanskar and the world will be changed. Explanation. You can see that your praise is merciful. Are you? You are the merciful gods and goddesses. Are you not? Are you? So do you not feel mercy? Your brothers and sisters are so unhappy. Do you not feel mercy seeing their sorrow? Do you feel mercy? So change your sanskars and the world will be changed. Unless you change your sanskar, the world cannot be changed. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 5th March 2004. Baba is saying, you can see that your praise is merciful. Are you? You are merciful gods and goddesses. Are you not? Are you? So, do you not feel mercy? Your brothers and sisters are so unhappy. Do you not feel mercy seeing their sorrow? Do you feel mercy? So change your sanskar and the world will be changed. Unless you change your sanskar, world cannot be changed. So Baba is telling us to become merciful. There are 5 different words in English language. Very much related. One is pity. Second is mercy. Third is compassion. Fourth is sympathy. And fifth is empathy. There is a common link in all these 4-5 words. But what is the difference? Is there any difference? What is pity? What is compassion? What is mercy? What is sympathy? And what is empathy? Baba says, be rahmdil. But translators have used the word mercy. But when we come to English language, there are different words. And all these words have been used in religion. All these words have been used by spiritualists down the ages. All these words have been used in scriptures. All these words have come in ancient holy texts with different connotations and different meanings. So what is the difference between these two? Let's start with pity. What is pity? When Baba is saying be rahmdil, does he mean pity? No. Then what? Then what is pity? Pity also has got negative meaning. When you pity on somebody, you are expressing your sorrow. Somebody has died somewhere afar. Or somebody is suffering. You just feel pity and that's it. There are no deep emotions. There are no deep feeling of love. There is no any sort of any action. There is no thinking that you can also be in that same situation one day. You just feel pity. You feel pity on this person. He is suffering so much. He is a beggar. He doesn't have anybody. He is an orphan. He is in old age home. These are the instances of pity. Pity also has got negative meaning. It doesn't show that you have a magnanimous big heart. It's even lesser than formality. It's just emotion which is arising in your heart. You feel pity on somebody. It is a pitiable stage. That's it. Second word is compassion. What is compassion? Or rather, we need to compare 2 words, compassion and mercy. If you think of mercy, mercy is shown by somebody who is in power, who has got authority. You show mercy on somebody. But mercy does not mean person has got love in it. Just as judge has shown mercy on that accused. So there is an action involved. In mercy, action is there. Authority is there, but not necessarily love is there. So that is mercy. Third is compassion. What is compassion? Compassion is known as milk of human kindness. milk of human kindness. That is compassion. Compassion, there is a love involved. Sarvabhuta Daya. Universal feeling of brotherhood is included in compassion. But compassion may not have any action. Mercy has got action, but no love. Compassion has got love, but not necessarily action. You feel compassionate. You feel compassion for somebody, but that doesn't mean that you are doing something for that person. There are feelings. Or I can even say there is an intense desire to do something for somebody, but not necessarily action is involved. There is just a desire, just a feeling. While in mercy, love can be there, but not necessarily love is there. Just as judge is showing mercy on somebody. And for mercy, you have to be in power. Fourth word is sympathy. Sympathy is a broad term. The universal feeling of kinship, brotherhood. Where you sympathize with everybody who is suffering. I sympathize with his condition. That is a broad term, sympathy. And the fourth, fifth term is empathy. Empathy is something you feel that you are in the same situation as that person is. This is samanubhuti. Sympathy is sahanubhuti. In sympathy, there is a mercy involved. In sympathy, there is a compassion. The compassion could be there. But empathy goes a step further. Empathy means samanubhuti. You feel that pain. If somebody is suffering, you feel that you are suffering it. You put yourself in his shoes and experience that pain, that suffering, that misery, that sorrow, that those pangs of pain which he is having. You feel the same, and then you have also the intense desire to assuage, to relieve that person, to assuage that misery, to relieve that person of that pain, that suffering, that misery. So these are the five words. One is pity, second is mercy, third is compassion, fourth is sympathy, fifth is empathy. Baba has said, be rahmdil. Now, translators have used the word mercy. And whenever you translate any language, though these are five words, but rahm is still something else. These are those Hindi words which can never be translated into English. The moment you try to translate any word, you kill the beauty of that word. You kill the deep meaning of that word. Just as dharma can never be translated into English. Religion is a very different word. Shraddha can never be translated into English. Vishwas can never be translated into English. Sanskar can never be translated into English. Preeti, prem, sneha. We use the one word, love, for everything in the similar manner. Rahm is a very higher word. Daya, rahm, sahanubhuti, samanubhuti. These are different words. So when Baba says rahmdil, I would, rather than using the word mercy, I would like to use the word empathy. Be empathetic. Feel that and then also become merciful at the same time. Empathy is there, sympathy is there, or rather you can say all the four words are included in the word rahm. There is a power, you have the authority also. You are merciful because you are little higher up. That is there. There is a empathy also because you feel that pain. And that's why there is an intense desire to do something for those souls. So, mercy is there. Compassion is there. Because your heart is full of human kindness. Vasudeva Kutumbakam, that feeling is there that the entire world is my family. The whole world is my family, and so long a single person of this world is unhappy, I cannot remain unhappy. So long as I do not rid every soul of sorrow, of misery and suffering, I cannot rest quiet. There is a story given in this literature of Mahayana Buddhism that Mahatma Buddha, he left his body, he died, and he went up. He ascended the throne of heaven. At the gate of heaven, or rather not heaven, they call it Nirvana. There was a janitor, there was a watchman who was there, and he asked, please enter, we are waiting for you. The kingdom of heaven is ready for you. And Mahatma Buddha said, I don't want to enter inside. They told him, please enter, you have nothing left, you have done your task. You have reached the stage of perfection, you are the perfect candidate for Nirvana. Please enter. He said, no. Unless and until I see each and every human being of this planet getting free from sorrow, I will not enter. That's a story given. And that is showing his compassionate heart. That is showing his merciful heart. Be ye merciful even as your Father is merciful. Jesus Christ has said somewhere, just as your Father is merciful, be ye merciful. Be ye compassionate at some other place in Bible. Even as your Father is merciful, even as your Father is compassionate. So mercy and compassion, Al-Rahman and Al-Rahim, that is the word given to 99 names of Allah, of God in Quran. Two names are, He is the ocean of mercy and He is the ocean of compassion, Kripa Sindhu and Daya Sindhu. He is that. So just as He has that mercy, that compassion, that sympathy, that empathy, so also we also have. We need to have that. He is Rahmdil. So we need to become Rahmdil like Him. That we accept each and every soul with all their faults, with all their failings, with all their imperfections, with all their defects, with all their sanskars. Because everybody is in the phase of struggling. Just as I have overcome some of my sanskars and I have not been able to defeat some of my own sanskars, in the similar manner that other soul is also in this journey. He is also struggling. What I need to have for him is deep understanding. Let me also accept, just as I do not oppose my own sanskars, but I want to oppose their sanskars. Why? Let me also accept their sanskars. Because one or other day, they will also get rid of those sanskars. Just as I got rid of them, one day that will happen to them. So that is to become merciful. But people in the world have taken the dress of false mercy. They show mercy for those people who are staying somewhere far off, and they are so cruel to the people who are around them. We are giving sakash whenever we hear the news that there is an earthquake. We sit down and we send sakash. But those people who are around us, they are suffering because of us. We are least merciful for them. The person who is in our family, who is in my house, the sister who is in my center, she is suffering. And we are planning yoga program for sakash, for those flood-afflicted people. Leo Tolstoy, he is a Russian author, he was a Russian author. He has described a story, a beautiful story of his own mother. He has written that, when I was a very small child, my mother, who was from a very rich family, from Tsar family, and she was a compassionate lady, a lady full of sensitive nature. Her heart used to bleed for everything. And he has described the story of his mother. She used to go to watch plays or dramas in theater. And whilst she was sitting there in theater watching those plays or dramas, she used to cry. continuously, so much blubbering, so much crying, that so many handkerchiefs, napkins would get wet. And there was a servant sitting to give her handkerchief one after another. And she was crying, seeing that some actor is suffering. She was crying and crying and crying. She was feeling that pain because that actor is suffering. There is some sorrow, there is some suffering, somebody's death, somebody's disease. And she used to cry. Such a compassionate heart. Leo Tolstoy has written, I used to think that my mother is such a compassionate person. So full of human kindness, milk of human kindness. But, there was a but to it. He says, one day I realized, when she used to watch that play inside the theater, there was a coachman. She had a chariot and there was a coachman, and in that chilled atmosphere, she used to order that coachman to sit there only, not to move, because I can come out anytime and you have to be ready to carry me back home. And it happened many times that coachman who was sitting in that biting cold would be so frozen that he would die. And she used to come and say, remove this person and next coachman should be ready. This was her mercy. She used to cry for those people, those actors who are imaginary, who are playing, who are acting. She used to cry out, but there was not even a twinge of conscience. A person is dying in front of her heart, in front of her eyes, and she used to say, remove this man and bring a new coachman. Leo Tolstoy has said, how a person deceives oneself. Is this a mercy? I used to think my mother is the most kind, most humane person in this world. But when I saw this, I understood her deception. I understood her hypocrisy. That the person who is near you, he is dying. And you are shedding tears, those crocodile tears. Is this a mercy? No. Mercy doesn't mean this. Mercy is when your heart is full of kindness, when your heart is full of feelings and emotions for each and every soul of this world. That you want to do their spiritual welfare, not their material welfare. You want to do their spiritual welfare. You want to elevate their stage of the mind. You want to show them path. You want to show them way to enlightenment. Just as you have become enlightened, you want that every soul of this planet, every soul of this earth should get enlightenment. Sambodhi. Highest stage of consciousness. Satori. Zen calls it Satori. Buddhism calls it Nirvana. Jain calls it Kaivalya. Hinduism calls it moksha. Christianity calls it beatitude, emancipation. Zen calls it Satori. Buddhism also calls it Sambodhi. Let every human soul reach this highest platform of human consciousness, this highest stage of enlightenment, highest stage of awakening, where your heart bleeds for everyone. Sant Hridaya Navaneet Samana. There is a saying in Hindi that a saint's heart is like butter. It melts. Navaneet. It's like a butter. It melts. It cannot see the misery, the pangs and suffering on this world. That's why all the saints who came on this earth, whether be it be Christ or be it be Buddha, be it be Mahavira, be it be Guru Nanak, they all had that feeling of mercy in their heart. If they wanted, they would have sat at one place, got married and lived a married life. But they renounced that. They went from one place to another, moving around and round and round, because they wanted to propagate, even though they knew not God. Even they knew not who is God exactly. God had yet not come on this planet. But still their heart had that love of God. We see in the life of Swami Vivekananda that sometime he is sleeping on the footpaths. Sometimes he is entering a village and people are shouting at him and pelting stones. Sometimes he is sleeping in palaces. Sometimes people are honoring him, but sometimes they are abusing him, they are accusing him, they are blaming him. They are saying that you are a young man and you are begging, you should work. But how they will understand? With what feeling he is moving around? What message he has to give? The message of God's love. What is the need for Christ to keep on moving from one place to another? He has said somewhere, foxes have holes, birds have nests, but this Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Now people are building churches in his name, but when he was there, he did not have even a place to sleep. Foxes have holes, birds have nests, but this Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. When Socrates was there, people abused him. He was poisoned to death. He was made to drink poison. Plato was the disciple of Socrates. He has said, Plato has said, Socrates was like a gadfly. Gadfly is a fly, insect. And the entire Athens was the capital of Greece. Athens was like a horse. And this Socrates was like a gadfly. He used to irritate that entire Athens. Because the entire Athens was sleeping. So this man came and he started irritating everything. That's why people poisoned him to death. Those pandits, those rabbi, they could not tolerate any person coming and started teaching us. So this, he compared Plato, the disciple of Socrates, compared the city of Athens to a horse, and this Socrates, my master, was a gadfly. He used to irritate that horse. That's why that Athens sentenced him to death. That's what people have done. But still, their heart was full of human kindness for everyone. There's a story of Sufi Saint Mansur. He was chopped. His legs were cut. His hands were cut. He was made blind. So much atrocities were done on him. And he was just crying, Anal Haq, Anal Haq, Anal Haq. I am He, I am He, I am that Eternal. Who are these people? Down the history you see, these are the people whose hearts were filled with human compassion. They wanted to do something for the world. In 1857, there was a revolt. Kranti. 1857 Kranti. Renaissance. In that, there was a sadhu. There was a saint. There was a sannyasi who had kept Maun Vrat for 30 years. There was a sadhu in that period of 18th uprising, a Sepoy mutiny it is known as. It's the most famous revolt in Indian history, 1857. There was one sannyasi who had kept silence, oath of silence, Maun Vrat for 30 years. And he happened to pass from that British colonies. All those Britishers caught him. And they asked him, who are you? They thought he was a spy. They thought him he was a jasus. They kept on asking him, but how he will say now? He had taken Maun Vrat for 30 years. And they thought, this is somebody Indian who has come in the form of this attire, this sadhu dress. So they kept on asking him. Ultimately, they took their rifle and they stabbed him straight in his chest. And that sadhu, after the mourn of 30 years, he said only one thing, Tatvamasi. I am that what you are. I am the same soul as you are. He didn't break his mourn. They kept on pestering him, bugging him, torturing him, but he did not open his mouth. Ultimately they stabbed him, and at the time of death that man said, Tatvamasi. That is the power of tolerance. That is the power of mercy. When you are merciful for the world, you tolerate everything. The world will torture you, the world will pester you, the world will bug you, the world will take a jibe at you. The world will do everything. Criticize you, oppose you, blame you. But still, you have to have that merciful heart. So, being merciful is a very high stage in spirituality. It's not so simple. You have to suffer. You have to tolerate everything you have to do. So today's homework is be merciful. Explore the depth of mercy, compassion, sympathy, empathy. Om Shanti.